Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We'll begin class in just a moment. While we're getting settled and getting to our seats, I invite you to go ahead and get out your Bible as your school book and be ready to follow along some of the scripture readings that we'll have as we continue in this Bible study. In a few moments, I'm going to read from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 38, verses 6 through 13. But the basis of our study is in the book of Genesis, and you may want to turn there first. Genesis 47, verses 1 through 12. What we're doing in this class at this time is having a series of lessons on the history that is found in the Old Testament. And those of you that are familiar with the Old Testament know how wonderful that story is that is told there, and it is documented history. Now, there's all kind of other historic events taking place around this, but this is the most important part of the ancient past. There's histories that why we can look at things and learn about all the military things that took place and the social things that were occurring and the political history and the economic histories. But in the Old Testament, we have sacred history. And that really is the most important history of all, isn't it? I remember reading a comment from a historian that was a believer and a believer in Jesus. And this historian, in commenting on the history he was reviewing, would refer back to biblical principles and things and sort of use history to teach Bible lessons. But he had a comment that I thought was interesting when he said, "All history is his story." And that is exactly right. Now, we have looked at the history of Abraham, and now we're coming to the history of the long sojourn in Egypt when that family of Israel, his 12 sons, there's about 70, 75 souls that went from Canaan, that's a large family, isn't it? Went from Canaan to the land of Goshen, and there grew into a great nation. And we're seeing what we can learn from this. What we can learn in part, we can learn what is important to God by what is recorded in this history. And we'll be doing that for the next few lessons. And so we reviewed the story of Joseph. And toward the end of this story, I read this line at the end of the class last time, and I want to repeat it. It was so important that as I look at these lessons, I see that someone had underlined this many years ago when they studied this. And this is what the line said: "It is not where we are or what we are, whether master or slave, but what we do and the way we do it that makes our character and shapes our destiny." And that is a pretty good summary of a lesson that we can learn from the life of Joseph, who was both a prisoner and a slave. And oh, you remember that severe temptation that he must have suffered as Potiphar's wife was trying to tempt him into fornication with her when he was still yet a young man. And how he resisted that and actually suffered for that, being cast into prison because he would not compromise to that and she lied about him. But then how he arose to be second in command of all Egypt because of the discipline that he imposed upon himself as a young man. Well, I wish all young men could learn this. So we'll begin class here in just a moment. I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying today an old Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of January the 13th, 1942. And this is class period 462 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. Let me return to that Sunday school lesson as class begins, and I'll reread that line that was underlined so many years ago out of this Sunday school lesson. It is not where we are or what we are, whether master or slave, but what we do and the way we do it that makes our character and shapes our destiny. Thus, Joseph was not only elevated and many saved from famine through him, but thus God fulfilled his own prediction to Abraham, "Know of a surety that thy seed shall be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance." Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 through 14. Now others were imprisoned for rights' sake. Jeremiah was imprisoned, and I want to read that to you, the story of Jeremiah, chapter 38, and I'll be reading verses 6 through 13. It says, "Then took they Jeremiah, and cast him into judgment with Malchijah, the king's son, that was in the court of the guard, and they let down Jeremiah with cords. And in the dungeon there was no water but mire, and Jeremiah sank in the mire. Now when Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, a eunuch who was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon, the king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went forth out of the king's house and spake unto the king, saying, My lord, the king, these men have done evil, and that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into a dungeon, and he is like to die in the place where he is because of the famine, for there is no more bread in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, Take thence 30 men with thee, and take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he die. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him, and went into the house of the king under the treasury. He took thence rags and worn-out garments, and let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said unto Jeremiah, Put now these rags and worn-out garments under thine armholes under the cords. And Jeremiah did so. So they drew up Jeremiah with the cords, and took him out of the dungeon, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard. You know, we read about the Hebrew children that were cast into the fiery furnace in Daniel chapter 3, and how Daniel was cast into the lion's den in Daniel chapter 6, and how John the Baptist, Peter, Paul, at different times, and others were imprisoned. Yea, and all they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12, Joseph's advice to Pharaoh and preparation for the family, his being made ruler over Egypt, second only to Pharaoh in the throne, his meekness and God-fearing faithfulness as a ruler, the reaping on the part of his brethren, the harvest of trouble from their sad sorrowing, Judah's sublime speech in behalf of Benjamin, and Joseph's forgiveness of his brethren are all most instructive and helpful. And we read that Jacob and his family go into Egypt. Pharaoh, when he heard Joseph's brethren had come, told Joseph to remove his father and his brethren and all that they had into Egypt, with the promise that they should have the good of the land, and should eat the fat of the land. He also told Joseph to send wagons from Egypt sufficient to transport the families of his father and brethren and all they had, and say to them not to regard their stuff, that is, what they would leave behind in losing, in removing, for the good of all the land of Egypt was before them. Genesis chapter 45. Let me read that to you Genesis 45, verses 16 through 28. And the report thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Say unto thy brethren, This do ye, lade your beast. Go, get ye unto the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households, and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded, This do ye, take your wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father, and come, and regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the sons of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way, to all of whom he gave each man changes of raiment. But to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner, 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she asses laden with grain and bread and provision for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, See that you not fall out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father. And they told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt. And his heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived, and Israel said, It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Joseph gave specific, then gave his brothers and sent his father rich presents specified in Genesis chapter 45, 21 through 23, and the provision for his father by the way. When his sons reached home and told Joseph that Joseph was yet alive and ruler over all the land of Egypt, his heart fainted, for he believed them not. But when he saw the wagons, his spirit revived. At Beersheba, on his way to Egypt, Jacob offered sacrifice unto God. God spoke to him, encouraged him to go, and promised to go with him and to make him a great nation. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, that came out of his loins, besides Jacob's sons' wives and the souls, were 66, counting Jacob, Joseph, and Joseph's 2 sons. All the souls of the house of Jacob that came into Egypt were 60, Genesis 46, 26, and 27. Judah's wife was dead, Genesis 38, 12. Simeon's also. We suppose, since Shaul is mentioned as being the son of a Canaanitish woman, Genesis 46 and verse 10, Joseph's wife was already in Egypt. Hence, adding the 9 wives who actually went down from Canaan to the 36, we have 75, corresponding to Stephen's statement. And Joseph sent and called to him Jacob his father, and all his kindred, 65 souls, Acts chapter 7 and verse 14. Judah was sent unto Joseph to show the way unto Goshen. Joseph went to meet Jacob and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. Jacob expressed himself as ready to die since he had seen Joseph once more. In the next class period, we're going to get into the explanatory notes of the text in Genesis 47, 1 through 12. You may want to mark that in your Bible. We'll talk about Joseph before Pharaoh, and then Jacob before Pharaoh, and the happy end. We're going to conclude this study by reading the last of Genesis.